North and South Korea are working toward reducing tensions on their shared peninsula. On Tuesday, the two sides held face-to-face talks for the first time in more than 2 years, and after a day of negotiations, North Korea agreed to send a delegation to the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, and to continue holding talks with its southern neighbor. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says his goal is to, quote, resolve the North Korean nuclear problem and solidify peace during his term. He recently discussed his concerns that the international pressure on North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons could raise tensions and cause unintended fighting. But President Moon also said that U.S. President Donald Trump, quote, deserves big credit for bringing about the inter-Korean talks, as they could be the result of U.S.-led sanctions and pressure on North Korea. President Trump had said this in a tweet last week when North and South Korea reestablished communications with each other and agreed to hold talks. A North Korean government-run newspaper criticized the American leader for, quote, boasting of diplomatic success. The U.S. is an ally of South Korea, and those two countries regularly hold military drills together. They say they're practicing defensive maneuvers, but North Korea says they're practiced for an invasion. The exercises are not happening right now, though. The U.S. and South Korea suspended the drills for as long as the two Koreas are holding talks and as long as the Olympics are taking place in Pyeongchang, South Korea.